Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1133, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, of course, we're in the middle of the Halachas of Shinoi Mokaim. I just want to real quickly chazer over what we've been talking about the last couple of Shirim and add a couple of things, and then we'll move on from there, Bezras Hashem. So, again, the bottom line is, if somebody... this is a very extremely important part of Shinoi Mokaim. Somebody went out, right, in reference to Eish HaKol, Ha'adama, and to Eitz, because of the fact that it is a Borei Nefashos, right, and therefore, which we've been talking about, there is no connection whereby one can make a Borei Nefashos halachically, wherever they're at. You don't have to come back to the place where you ate. So therefore we say that if somebody leaves, it will be Shinoi Mokaim. Now the question was, we're trying to chazer the whole thing, put it into a full picture. Now the question was, how long is that period? Good, I understand. If I made a shahakal, I made a ha'etz, and I made a hadam, even though I ate or drank the right amount, I understand that the Borei Nefashos, there's no connection. But how much of a time is that? So we said it's a machloikis. Some say if you go out, mom, you go out of your house, even for a couple of seconds, it's already a problem. Then the Mishnah Berurah was among them. And others wanted to say the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Aruch HaShulchan, and others, the Yavis Markatzia, where Moshe brings him down and discusses the whole issue over there. Others wanted to say, no, that it's just a quick thing and outside and back in, and then just to pick up, let's say, for example, a UPS package, the mail, garbage, throw out the garbage, whatever the case is. So then it would not be enough. It's not enough of a breakage whereby you would need a new bracha. So obviously it's a straight up machlokes, as we understand. And even in the modern day poiskim, some hold like the Mishnah Berurah, as soon as you leave the house, and that's it, it's over. You got to make a new bracha. It's mashma like that from Rabbadna, how he brings it down. Also, other paiskim also hold like that. Rav Shmuel first, Shlita. But there are other paiskim who say no, in conjunction with the, like we said, with the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Aruch HaShulchan and others who say no, that it has to be a longer period of time. But bottom line is, we said one should be careful when leaving, one should be careful as much as possible not to leave. Finish, make your after bracha. In case somebody did, where they should try and make a Borei Nefashos before leaving. If they didn't, they had to just run out, take the child off the bus or whatever, and it was a real quick thing coming back. So then, of course, you do not remake the bracha before, because it's a real Suffolk bracha. You have achreinim on one side, achreinim on the other side, and it's a major Suffolk bracha. It's a real Suffolk bracha, and we do not remake the bracha. If possible, the Aruch HaShulchan, not the Aruch HaShulchan, I'm sorry, the Eitzer HaSefer HaShulchan brought down, Rav Moshe actually brought down the Aruch HaSefer HaShulchan, quoting him and others, that one should be careful, if it's possible, as much as possible, to make a bracha on something else. Like if it's a shahakal, make a shahakal on something else, a little salt, a little sugar, whatever, and have in mind that item. If it's ha'etz, make a ha'etz on something else, like a cashew or whatever the case is, an almond, and then have that other item in mind, and like we have been talking about. But I wanted to just stress the point, we have to understand, even though if somebody runs out in the middle of the meal, right, if somebody runs out, whatever the reason is, while they're eating the zonos, right? In those cases, you don't have to remake the bracha, even by aloha eats. Somebody's eating from the shivas aminim, eating grapes, you run out. It's a real question if you have to remake the bracha. So if a person would have to run out, you should not. But if they would run out, one should be careful, not to. But if they did, they should not remake the bracha again because of the suffix on aloha eats and by hamotzi. For sure not, you don't remake it in the zonos also. But we do have to keep in mind, which I wanted to stress, bottom line is that we should be careful to, in other words, flipping it the other way, that since there is a connection, the connection is that the halacha requires us to make the after bracha in the place we ate. We don't want to forget that. In other words, to bench, you have to bench in the place you ate. That's why there is no Shinoi Mokaim. So one has to be careful to make sure you bench where you ate. Al HaMichya, again, the same thing. Because of the fact that you have to make the Al HaMichya in according to many Yachreinim, many Paiskim, and the Gra and others amongst them, that you have to make after you make the Alamechia where you ate. And so therefore you have to just be careful to keep that in mind. It's not a question of, well, there's no Shinoi Mokaim, so if I go out, I come back, I don't have to remake the bracha. No, you have to be careful and keep in mind that you have to make the after bracha where you ate. You have to make the Alamechia where you ate. And the same thing by Alho Eitz, where it's a bigger suffix. There's more Paiskim, that it's a bigger machlekes over there. But in general, again, the same thing, to cover all grounds, by benching it. on a machlekes. You have to ask the halacha by al hamichya. It's a little bit of a machlekes, but many paiskim, most paiskim, I think, do hold that you do have to make it where you ate. You have to be careful to do that. And by al ho'etz also, it's a bigger machlekes, but we do have to be careful to cover all grounds to make the al ho'etz. If somebody's eating grapes or some other one of the shivas aminim, right, pomegranates or whatever the case is, and they ate the shear, the right amount, the gezayis bechdeichel is pras under a 4 minute period, one has to be careful to make the after bracha where you ate. So it's not even so much about, like I said, it's not so much about the, there's no shinei makom, but it's a question, you have to be careful to make the after bracha where you ate. I just wanted to stress that point. And in general, it's a good thing, even by a bar nefesh, it's a very good thing. So it tells us the Chayyadim Mishabura quotes it quite a number of times, if I remember correctly offhand. But once, twice that I saw it for sure, he quotes a Chayyadim that says, even the bar nefeshes, one should be careful to make the after bracha before you leave, because of the fact that very easily one could forget, even though halacha l'maisa per se, you do not have to make the bar nefeshes in the same place you ate, but one should be careful once they're done eating to make the bar, even a bar nefeshes before you leave, alza eitza toiva, not halacha l'maisa, but alza eitza toiva, just you shouldn't come into problems afterwards, you too long on the shir ekel, you might forget, whatever the case is. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Bracha, Kol Tov.